Let's check now what happened in Chicago with Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Thanks, Wayne, for taking the time with us. Are you staying warm there in Indiana?
Hey, as long as you stay indoors, it's just great. outside, it's just doggone chilly. There are a few guys had some corn left or out in the field combine today, though. The early wind in the morning, took the snow off the corn plants, and they're out there combining away, but I'm glad that I'm not out there being one of them.
That would not be a place that I would want to be, but there are a few people that still have some corn that needs to come in, and I suppose this is as good a time as any, although the prices in Chicago, they remain lower. They're not that good by comparison to recent years. Do you have expectations that we will rally much in the next month and a half?
It looks a little bit hesitant as far as the corn seeing much of a rally here, Todd. We've got lots of piles that we see every place as we go around. We see the corn exports being diminished by the tremendously huge amount of boats being loaded with beans, so they can't load the corn. So, less interest there. And, of course, we're under the Russian market for corn as far as that goes, so we're not the world leader in that right now. But, we're probably 50 cents above where we thought we might be at this time, ending up harvest where we were, so we've seen a nice little bounce back. But I think we're going to be looking at sort of a sideways trading range here into Thanksgiving.
What's the next big mark for corn to look forward to? Is it the not until January when we get to the USDA final reports, or are there other items that we should be watching?
Well, I think, we're going to want to keep an eye and see if we can get some export business picked up a little bit as we get a few more boats available or loading space available at the Gulf and we cut back on some of our bean loadings. We're going to look and see the ethanol plants. Do they have enough inventory as we look ahead here? The ethanol plant's been running full bore, and they're going to continue to need corn daily. And it seems like a tendency when the farmers get done with harvest that those bin doors go shut till at least January. So, we might see some basis levels improve here very soon after harvest pretty well wraps up in a week or so.
You mentioned a couple of times the strong demand at the Gulf for the export of soybeans. I have heard that there are stacks at this point of ships waiting to be loaded, so that might pull things to the downside for soybeans, and maybe you can tell me whether that was what happened in Chicago today.
Well, there were strong rumors this morning that another two cargoes of U.S. bean sales have been switched to South America. That's one thing. There was also rumors that some French wheat will be coming into the southeast to work into the feed rations down there, down in the area where they were having trouble getting the soybean meal. So we're, a little bit of business switching away from us didn't help the word today as far as we were going along. And also, as we look at the, record crush that we've looked at there, it does give us the feeling that we should be getting the pipelines filled back up again. And we're hearing that the Southeast is getting their meal on a little more regular basis, and the rail is starting to, between the truck and the rail that they had bought, that the pipeline's getting back to full. So that was sort of the attitude today with what was going on, I think, as we look at that. So, a little bit of a setback today from yesterday, but sort of just a choppy two-sided trade is what we've seen. This morning when we come in the office, we're on the highs of the day in that 1040 to 1042, and here we close at 1024. So who knows what the Europeans will do when the trade opens there tonight.
Yeah, so are you of mind, as I close out our time together, that the underpinnings of the marketplace at this point are at least stable for a sideways market for a couple of months?
I think I don't know that we'll switch into a couple of months, but at least a month, month and a half as we get towards Christmas. I think that as we have all the discussion, Darrell Good talked about it on Farm Doc, of, what is the real acreage going to be? Mm-hmm. There's quite a discrepancy between the FSA acreage and the NASA acreage, and that if that pulls on in, and we won't know that and see what we really do until the January report. So this sideways choppy trade with a little bias to the downside is what I'm feeling between now and the January report.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us, and looking forward to having you in Normal, Illinois next week for our Farm Assets Conference.
We'll be looking forward to being there.
All right. That's Wayne Nelson. He's with L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana.